And here's today's news from National Health Executive on Wednesday, the 10th of April, 2024. Dr. Hilary Cass's final report to NHS England for the independent review of gender identity services for children and young people has been published. The review was commissioned by NHSE to better understand how to improve services and why there has been such a sharp rise in referrals to these services. Some of the key findings include that research published in the field is of poor quality, and the controversy surrounding the use of medical treatments in gender-based care has taken focus away from the original purpose of the care. NHSE says it will now set out a full implementation plan following careful consideration of the report. The Royal College of Nursing is calling for a separate pay structure and contract for nursing staff. The RCN says the Agenda for Change arrangement no longer serves the modern nursing landscape, and only a new contract would bring the required reform. The RCN positions this as a way of tackling the recruitment and retention of crisis, with data showing the main reason for many nurses leaving is because they feel undervalued. And the NHS needs to expand and diversify its mental health workforce, as well as better partner with community sector providers in order to tackle the future pressures. Insight from a roundtable which was co-hosted by the Centre for Mental Health, Mind and the NHS Confederation's Mental Health Network form the future of the mental health workforce. Other participants included the Department of Health and Social Care, NHS England and the Royal College of Nursing. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.